everyone. Welcome back to Mormon Channel Daily. The power of strong work ethic can define a lot of things in your life. My dad always used to tell me that you didn't have to be the smartest or the brightest or the richest in order to have good work ethic. You just needed to be determined and disciplined. How can each of us develop a strong work ethic? Keep listening to find out how.
Hello, Pop. You're tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily.
1, 2, 3.
Oh, nice.
So this is all right.
Okay.
Hey, guys. Welcome back.
So this is
Mormon Channel Daily.
1, 2, 3.
Well, he helps us with every step of the way. Your daily dose of inspiration. Your daily dose of inspiration. You're listening to
Mormon Channel Daily.
Did that sound good?
I remember a semester in high school, my junior year, where I didn't get the best grades. And my parents were very disappointed and upset. And my dad came in and talked to me. And he asked me why I'd gotten those grades. And I tried making all of these excuses up. I told him I was too busy with dance, or the homework was too hard, or my teachers were out to get me, trying to find justifications for why I'd failed. But my dad quickly shut those down, and he wasn't having it. He told me that the reason that I had failed wasn't because I wasn't smart enough or because I'd been too busy and didn't have the time. It was because I was lazy and I hadn't put in the work. It was a very straight answer, and it hurt me at first because I knew that he was right. I didn't have an excuse. I hadn't put in the work. I'd slacked off, and because of that, I didn't do well. The power of a strong work ethic goes beyond just homework and getting good grades. It's about disciplining yourself enough to actually get things done, to use the time you have wisely and exercise your agency for the better. I've always admired the pioneers for their work ethic. I know back then most people needed to have strong work ethic because their livelihood depended on it. They were farmers or craftsmen, and it was all about waking up before the sunrise and getting started on your day. Everyone from the youngest to the oldest had their duties and certain labors that they had to perform, and everyone in the family contributed in the best way that they could. As I've read different stories about pioneers, I always admire their determination and will to keep going. They endured a lot of physical hardships and trials, but they continue to press forward. I think they're a great example of people with strong work ethics. Today, we might not have to wake up early to milk the cows. We may not have to walk for miles to get somewhere or to pull a wagon, but we can still continue to develop strong work ethics in our lives. Work requires effort, and in order to put in the effort, we need to understand where our responsibility lies. So it's important that you learn to take responsibility for things. This will be your first step in developing a strong work ethic. Own that job, own that chore, own that goal. Whatever it is that needs to get done, own responsibility for it and make it your own. Some things will be assigned to you, maybe at work or at school or even at home, but other things you can do on your own, you can take responsibility for on your own. And once you take ownership, you'll start to feel that you need to do something about it. You need to do something to get it done. Things don't happen just because we say they need to get done. We need to make time for them. Learning from my bad grade high school experience, the reason I didn't get good grades was because I didn't make time for homework or I didn't give it the proper time. So it's important that you use your time wisely, prioritize from the most important to the least important. Procrastination is your worst enemy. Don't procrastinate. I've never met someone with a strong work ethic who's a procrastinator. They just don't go together. It can't happen. People with good work ethic get things done. Why? Because they make the time for them. It's not that you didn't have time to do that. It's probably just that you watched Netflix for 3 hours. It's all about your time. I know I talk about my mom a lot in these podcasts, but it's just because she's such an amazing example to me. And she's probably the best example of strong work ethic that I've ever seen. That woman never quits. In my whole life, I could probably count the times I've ever seen my mother sit down on the couch and watch TV. She is just a very productive person, and that type of entertainment just doesn't grasp her attention. And she'd rather stay busy working on something on the house or sewing something or visiting someone. And I very much admire how she enjoys working. To her, it's not work. And she loves taking on new projects. And she really is just such a great example to me. People with strong work ethic keep their eye on the prize. What does that mean? It means that they focus on the long-term goals instead of being distracted by temporal or immediate gratification. To them, the end goal is more important. You work hard at your job, not just to get through the day, but so you can become better at it, so you can gain more experience, and perhaps so you can move up in your career and have a promotion or new opportunities to grow. You exercise today, even though it's hard, even though you might not like it, because you want to be healthier in the long run, because you want to be more active and have a better life. We can teach our children to develop strong work ethic, starting when they're young, starting right now. Every day, we can assign them responsibilities that are fitting within their age and their capabilities, and teach them what responsibilities are and how they can fulfill them. We can be examples to them by the type of work ethic we have. Show them that work isn't a bad thing, that everyone has to work in some way and contribute. Work is an eternal principle. In the July 2011 Liahona, we read, "Since the time of Adam and Eve, work has been a way of life for all of us on earth. We work to provide for the physical, spiritual, and emotional well-being of ourselves and our families. Parents strive to establish homes where principles of work are taught. Giving children work assignments that fit their abilities and praising their successes help them have positive work experiences. As a result, they can develop a strong work ethic, a good attitude, and basic skills." Our Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ also have a strong work ethic, and that's something that we read about in the scriptures. And if we are to become like them, this is a principle that we must also strive to develop. Strong work ethic is a blessing. Work is a blessing, and we should view it that way. They bring feelings of accomplishment, confidence, and self-reliance. Thank you guys for listening today. How are you developing a strong work ethic? How are you teaching your kids? Let us know. Leave us a comment below. You can also look up other videos on the same topic here on mormonchannel.org, either videos or podcast or daily quotes that we might have. We'll see you right back here tomorrow.